Chair, distinguished delegations from member countries, it is my privilege to represent the Republic of Korea at this event. I hope this year's conference will achieve a more productive result than ever. Before getting to the main topic, let me briefly tell you about the newly elected government in Seoul. In his inauguration speech, our president said, quote, opportunities shall be equal, procedure shall be fair, and the result must be just, end of quote. Our new government is ready to put democratic values first and embrace the vulnerable in our society. At the same time, we will spare no effort to fulfill our role in the international community. Climate change has an extensive impact on the planet. We are witnessing extreme weather patterns more frequently than ever. Europe and North America are hit by unprecedented heat wave, while the temperature in Russia is well below normal. This year, Korea has struggled with severe droughts, which are mitigated by a couple of days' rainfall. Our neighbor countries are still suffering from heavy rains. The agricultural sector is especially more vulnerable to abnormal weathers across the world. Climate change has affected arable land. Heat wave has worsened pest damaged crops. All this poses a significant threat to food security of humankind. According to some report, by 2050, the global temperature will rise by 2.3 degrees and that of Korean Peninsula by 3.4 degrees. Without doubt, Homo sapiens is the main cause of climate change. That's why we must take actions now to prevent irrevocable consequences before it's too late. This calls for sustained and substantial effort under international coordination. The international community adopt the Paris Agreement in December 2015. This agreement requires developing and developed countries alike to do their parts in containing climate change. If we do not act now, the biggest victims would be developing countries, given that they lack capabilities to cope with this challenge. Climate change knows no borders. It is a matter of sustainable development in agriculture. It is a matter of survival of humanity. Bearing this in mind, Korea is taking two approaches in designing its policies. First of all, we are pursuing several policies to help the agricultural sector adapt to climate change. We are developing plant varieties and farming technologies more suitable for the changing weather. We are advancing pest control technologies. We are establishing natural disaster early warning system. Lastly, we are spreading ICT applied farms. At the same time, we are developing policies to cut emissions from the agricultural sector to reduce 1.5 million tons of agricultural emissions by 2020. Along with this effort, Korea has recently taken steps to join the Food Assistance Convention to more effectively provide food assistance to famine-stricken countries. 1 in 9 of the global population is still in malnutrition. The vast majority of them live in the developing world, vulnerable to climate change. In addition, we are carrying out joint projects with FAO such as pest surveillance investigation, plant and animal disease control activities. In line with each country's effort, international bodies should boost their capabilities in dealing with climate change. FAO should also be more efficient and effective. Korea will surely be part of this change and pay keen attention to the progress. Our new government puts emphasis on sustainable agriculture. Korea will work closely with the international society to slow down climate change. We will continue to share our experience with the FAO member countries and strive to advance food security in developing countries. Thank you very much for your attention.
감사합니다, Your Excellency, and congratulations for being conscious of your time limit. We